The fifth thing I want you to know today is that you are not powerless. I can't tell you how many wives I've encountered who knew nothing, who knew their husband struggled, but they thought they were trapped and couldn't do anything about the situation. No, you can't fix him, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But you can protect yourself and your children from the incredible collateral damage done by pornography and sexual addiction. And to help you do that, you may need to do some research and to honestly look at the effect pornography has on the family. Dr. Doug Weiss has an excellent book called Beyond the Bedroom, where he interviews grown children of sex addicts, and the results show incredible damage on the children, even those who were not aware of the issue until they were out of the house. Again, the book I mentioned earlier, Mark Castleman's The Drug of the New Millennium, also does a great job explaining what happens when we enter the pornography funnel of sex instead of the sacred funnel of God-ordained sex. You need to take an honest look at what pornography and sexual struggles do to the family. A man who struggles in this arena, a man who indulges, a man who enters into that place, goes to a place of numbness that prevents him from really connecting with his wife and his children. You felt the disconnect, but what you need to understand is that disconnect is doing great damage to his children, and it must be addressed. You see, wives, you need to understand that you are the mother bear of your home, and it is a righteous thing to do, righteous thing when you go to war against the sexual immorality in your own home. Some wives object because, after all, aren't we supposed to be in submission to our husbands? Yes, you are. But it's important that you understand what biblical submission is, because biblical submission is very different than subjection. Submission is choosing to be under the authority of another. Subjection is when authority is imposed upon you. But here's a critical thing you need to understand. Your submission to your husband never supersedes your submission to your heavenly Father. And if your husband struggles in the sexual arena, you need to understand that God does not expect you to submit to your to him on this issue because God outranks him. And you are perfectly right and righteous to go to war on this issue. So what can you do? How can you fight this battle for purity for your family, for yourself, and even for your husband? Well, let me give you a few steps. And I know these are hard. I know they're terrifying for many of you. But let me encourage you to just think about them and pray about them and maybe talk to someone about it. The first thing I want to encourage you all to do is to try to begin with, to try initially to confront in a loving manner. Now, I know I've said some hard things so far about husbands, but please don't misunderstand me. I love the men I work with, and most of them are good men. In fact, somewhere beneath the mess, they are all good men, and they are image bearers of my God, because we are all created in His image. Many of them long for a way out, but they honestly don't know how. I was one of those men. I always hated my sexual sin. I always hated my use of pornography. I despised myself for it, and I desperately wanted a way out. And many of the men I work with are in the same place. So please, even though you may be deeply hurt, even though you may be incredibly angry, ask God to empower you to approach Him with a gentle firmness. Tell Him what you know. Tell Him that your heart is breaking over what you know, and ask Him to take the initiative to find help. For some men, this will be enough to start the process. Some men will break with just a simple invitation from the woman they truly love. But then second, don't be fooled by crocodile tears. Unfortunately, many men, when confronted, seem broken and willing at first to do whatever they need to do. However, many times they think an apology, a prayer, and a promise to not go back is enough. Don't settle so easily. Don't believe his words, believe his behavior. If he says he won't do it again, but does nothing to get help, tries to handle it on his own, in his own isolation, then believe his behavior. Struggles in this arena do not go away easily. A promise to change without taking specific measures is fool's gold. If this has gone on for any amount of time, and again, for most men, it goes all the way back into their early childhood, a man cannot get out of it by himself. It is like quicksand, and the harder he fights alone, the faster he will sink. So believe his behavior. If he doesn't seek help, if he doesn't start talking to other men, then you can know that what you have experienced in the past is what you can expect in the future. But then third, you need to take definitive action. If your husband refuses to respond to a gentle and loving request to get help, then draw a line in the sand. Protect yourself, your children, and the sexual integrity of your home. Many wives believe this is impossible. I've told many women on the phone who called and asked, you know, how do we get involved in this? How do we get help? I've told many of them that the first step is to getting help in our ministry would be to have a couple's appointment with me or for their husband to call and make a one-on-one appointment with me. I can't tell you how many have responded by saying something to the effect of, there's no way he would ever come. And to that response, I have a standard reply. I tell them this. I say, if he objects to making an appointment, tell him the following. That is your choice. But until you make an appointment, you may not sleep in my bed, kiss me, or touch my body in any way, shape, or form. He may think you're bluffing. But I promise you, if you hold your ground and keep your word, I will most likely hear from him within 24 hours. And if I don't, then you have one more huge reason to suspect the iceberg is even larger than you realize and that you should do whatever is necessary to protect you, protect your heart and the hearts of your children.